Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, the biggest Bitcoin exchange inflows since 2018 puts a potential $20,000 bottom for the king crypto at risk. And as crypto analyst, Crypto Capo shares here, I really doubt 20,000 and 1,000 will hold for long, referring to the Bitcoin and Ethereum price action. How long will we go after those levels break? Well, 18,000 is a good high time frame support. And as Willy Wu points out, all of these models paint pictures where the lower bound may lie. I think it's simpler than this. In my opinion, we'll find a bottom when the macro markets stabilize. And quoting Ki Jung Yu from CryptoQuant, the selling pressure came from Binance and FTX. Bitcoin exchange inflow, coin days destroyed, indicates old whale deposits, while Binance's inflow, coin days destroyed, reach a year high before the drop. Also as shared here by Max Kaiser, Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy is teeing up another $500 million Bitcoin buy at these levels. These prices our gift. MicroStrategy has room on the balance sheet to buy another $500 million in Bitcoin. I'm hearing the board has given Saylor the green light to back up the truck and buy size. He is chilling on his yacht at present, but will make a decision soon. Also in today's show, Bitcoin miners exchange flow reaches the 7-month high as the Bitcoin price tanks below $21,000. Also in today's show, is the bottom in? Raul Powell and Scaramucci load up and Novogratz weighs in. Quoting him here, Ethereum should hold at around $1,000 and it's $1,200 right now. Bitcoin is around $21,000 and it is $23,000. So we are much closer to the bottom in crypto than you are where I think stocks are going to have another 15 to 20% decline. And quoting macro guru Raul Powell, with the weekly RSI at 31 and the lowest ever at 28, that too suggests that the low is within striking distance. Don't ever expect to nail the low. However, the Mark weekly chart suggests low is next week or in the next 5 weeks. Also in today's show, here are the potential bear market bottom targets for Bitcoin, according to top crypto strategist Josh Rager. That's right. He says an 80% drop from the Bitcoin all-time high will drive the Bitcoin price to around $14,000. And he highlights that the price area offers solid support for Bitcoin from a high time frame perspective. Also in today's show, ex-BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes warns Bitcoin and Ethereum on the brink of an epic collapse. Quoting him here, if these levels break, $20,000 Bitcoin and $1,000 ETH, we can expect massive sell pressure in the spot markets as dealers hedge themselves. We can also expect that there will be some over-the-counter dealers that will be unable to hedge properly and might go belly up. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Hopefully you're hanging in there because Bitcoin could be on the verge of a major retail sell-off as exchange inflows spike to almost 3.5-year highs. That's right. Data from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant shows users of 21 major exchanges send in their coins to their wallets en masse on June 14th. Bitcoin fell to lows of 20,800, which are the current lows. Panic appeared to set in amongst traders, and despite a reversal that at one point topped $23,000, few seemed willing to trust that the worst was over. And since then, the spot price action has returned to near $21,000, while 24-hour exchange inflows reached 59,376 BTC. And according to CryptoQuant data, this is the largest daily inflow since November 30th, 2018. On that day, exchanges recorded 83,481 Bitcoin of net inflows, and on May 9, 2022, ended with 29,082 Bitcoin in net inflows for the platforms monitored by CryptoQuant. So concerns may now now turn to whether even more sell-side pressure will emerge in the Bitcoin markets over the coming days as well as weeks. And around a month after the 2018 influx, Bitcoin hit its cycle bottom of $3,100, which is 84% below its prior all-time high of $20,000. So naturally, there's mixed opinions amongst analysts on whether Bitcoin will repeat the trend this cycle. Now, keep in mind that an 84% drawdown would mean a bottom price for the king crypto of $11,000. Do you feel we could potentially hit that low of 11K? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. Now, in a separate analysis of the price situation, statistician Willy Wu concluded that macro market movements would dictate Bitcoin's bottom. Quoting him right here, here is a summary of price models for generational Bitcoin bottoms. 200-week moving average done at $22,000. Cost basis analysis, not yet. And CVDD, plenty of downside room. First up, everyone's looking at the 200-week moving average. It's $22,000. It has worked well in the past. Even during the early years, it has caught every generational bottom. Bear in mind that this entire phase of Bitcoin price action was during a prolonged macro bull market post-2008. And he continues, realized price, which is the cost basis of the entire coin supply, sits at $23,200. Now, normally we dip below this figure. Investors are usually deeper underwater. At the bottom, previous bottoms were 15% below during COVID, 30% below at the 2018 bottom, and 45% below at the 2015 bottom. Now, MVRV visualizes what I just said. It is the market's price versus the cost basis of all of the coins. We're just entering a loss scenario. There is room to go deeper underwater, profiling the cost basis of the entire supply. Past generational bottoms happened when only 36 to 43% of coins were left standing at a profit. Right now, 51% of coins are still in profit. Still more room to the downside. Now, cumulative value days destroyed is a bottom model I created in 2018. It tracks the age of coins moving to new buyers. The idea being when very old coins move to new buyers, it raises the perceived floor value. CVDD sits at 15,400. So there is plenty of room to move lower. And he concludes here, all of these models paint pictures of where the lower bound may lie. I think it is simpler than this. In my opinion, we'll find a bottom when the macro markets stabilize. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the on-chain analyst. Now, analyzing who has been selling thus far, CryptoQuant CEO pointed the finger at derivative traders and the largest global exchange, Binance, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. This selling pressure came from Binance and FTX. Bitcoin exchange inflow, coin days destroyed, indicates old world deposits. Binance inflow, coin days destroyed, reached a year high before the drop. But old whales in general are still in hibernation for the last 2 months. For example, over 7-year-old Bitcoins moving took 25% of the total move coins on March 28th. And then the Bitcoin price was 47,000 on that day. They are quiet. Since then, I am not the god, you neither. You can't predict when these old whales move Bitcoin in advance. Setting alerts on these indicators can help you to manage black swan situations. For example, one of our users noticed this old whale moving to FTX before the drop, and I'll conclude here, didn't expect this selling pressure due to the contagion risk from Luna and Celsius. For now, the biggest risk is a bank run for centralized finance and decentralized finance projects who are running out of their collateral. Other than that, Bitcoin is very bullish now. So there you have it. And as Crypto Capo shares here, I really doubt that 20,000 and 1,000 will hold for long. Supply keeps coming into several exchanges. Open interest keeps building up. No demand. How low will we go after those levels break? Well, 18,000 is a good high time frame support, but we want to see the bullish reaction there. Altcoins will show us the way. Now let's talk about buying that dip. As Max Kaiser shares here, Michael Saylor of MicroStrategy teeing up another $500 million Bitcoin buy at these levels. These prices are a gift. MicroStrategy has room on the balance sheet to buy another $500 million in Bitcoin. I'm hearing the board has given Saylor the green light to back up the truck and buy size. He is chilling on his yacht at present, but will make a decision soon. And Max reminds us that fiat money is backed by violence and Bitcoin is backed by peace. Facts. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin miners exchange flow reaches a 7-month high as the Bitcoin price tanks below $21,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, another sea of red with Bitcoin down 3.6%, maintaining just above $21,300. We have Ether down 6.3%, trading just above $1,100, while Binance Coin, Cardano, XRP, and Polkadot all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down the next story of the day. Bitcoin's price tanked to a 52-week low of $20,800. earlier today, down by over 70% from its all-time high of about $69,000. And although the price has since recovered above $21,000, key market indicators point towards the bears having a significant hold on the current market. The Bitcoin miners to exchange flow, which is a metric that indicates the volume of Bitcoin sent by miners to crypto exchanges, rose to a seven-month high of 9,476. The rise in exchange flows indicates that miners are currently selling their Bitcoin in anticipation of the price going down. The actions of the Bitcoin miners often reflect the larger market sentiment, as they mostly sell Bitcoin to ensure they don't incur losses on their mining rewards. Now, the rise in Bitcoin miners selling activity is backed by the significant decline in mining profitability. Mining profitability has dropped over 75% from the top, and the miner net flows to exchanges has also turned positive. When the miner net flow is positive, it signifies that more coins are being sent to exchanges than are being sent to personal wallets. Such behavior would indicate that miners are bearish on the price and are under pressure to sell. Now, many Bitcoin mining rigs have turned unprofitable, with the price dropping below $21,000 and risk being shut off if the price doesn't recover. The rest of the crypto market followed Bitcoin and its price action as the overall crypto market cap dipped below that $1 trillion milestone. And over the course of the past decade, Bitcoin has seen numerous bull cycles followed by an 80 to 90% decline from the top. So this is nothing new. However, the Bitcoin price has never fallen below the all-time high of the previous cycle. So keep that in mind, which is that $20,000 level. Currently, Bitcoin is trading very close to the 2017 high of 20K, and any possible sell-off from here can push it into 2017 territory. Like, whoa, deja vu all over again. And before I break down next story of the day, is the bottom in? Raul Powell and Scaramucci load up, and Novogratz weighs in. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market, sitting at $900 billion even, with $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 44.7% and the Ether dominance at 15% even. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have KNC up 17%, trading at $1.42. Basic Attention Token up 14%, trading at 31 cents, and Chainlink up 5%, trading at $6.44. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, nothing is in the green. Literally every top 100 crypto has corrected massively and in the red. You can see the blood on these crypto streets. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we are currently rated a 7 out of 100 in extreme fear, which is the lowest it has been in a very long time. Yesterday an 8, last week a 17, and last month a 14 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now, BTF. By that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down the next story of the day. Some of the highest profile investors in crypto believe that a crypto market bottom is fast approaching and the timing is right to buy. BTFD alert. Although one still warns of a catastrophic outcome should prices fall below established support levels. Now check it. Billionaire Mike Novogratz, founder and chairman and CEO of digital asset merchant bank Galaxy Digital Holdings, told the Morgan Stanley conference on Monday that cryptos may be close to a bottom, with Ether likely to hold at $1,000 and Bitcoin at around $20,000 to $21,000, and says that the bottom for crypto would be realized faster than that of the United States stocks, which could fall a further 15 to 20%. Quoting him here, Ethereum should hold around $1,000 and it's at 1,200 right now. Bitcoin is around 20,000, 21,000 and it is 23,000. So you are much closer to the bottom in crypto than you are where I think stocks are going to have another 15 to 20% decline. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mike Novogratz. Now, macro investor Raul Powell is taking the recent market downturn as an opportunity to add to his crypto positions. On Tuesday, Raul Powell told his 956,000 Twitter followers that we are in a buy zone for Bitcoin, adding he was getting ready to significantly add to his crypto positions, probably starting next week and into July. And the former Goldman Sachs executive explained that the imminent Bitcoin bottom could also be signaled by the weekly relative strength index, better known as the RSI, which is currently at 31, edging closer to its lowest ever at 28, which he shares right here, with the weekly RSI at 31 and the lowest ever at 28. That too suggests that the low is within striking distance. Don't ever expect to nail the low. However, the MARK weekly charts suggest low is next week or in the next 5 weeks. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the macro guru. Now check this out. RSI is a metric used by investors to measure the speed and magnitude of price changes, which can indicate overbought or oversold conditions. And according to Investopedia, an RSI reading of 30 or below indicates an oversold and undervalued condition. Powell said that his framework frequently expects, 60% drawdowns over the long-term time horizons, adding the following. In fact, the best way to optimize returns is to add significantly when the market tests the key trend. Now, Anthony Scaramucci, founder of SkyBridge Capital, told CNBC's Squawk Box on Monday that investors should stay disciplined amid the crypto slump, noting that his fund has continued adding Bitcoin and Ether into his portfolio. Quoting him here, with incremental cash coming into our fund, we have bought more Bitcoin and Ethereum. So yes, truth be told, people will look back on this debacle and say, I wish I had fresh cash to buy into that. Touche. Now, Novogratz was less gung-ho about investing right now, taking a more conservative approach and telling his attendees that it may not yet be time to deploy lots of capital as the economy may have further to fall. Quoting him here, until I see the Fed flinch, until I really think, okay, the economy is so bad and the Fed is going to have to stop hiking and even think about cutting, I don't think it is time to really deploy lots of capital. So there you have it. And before I break down our final stories of the day, here are the potential bear market bottom targets for Bitcoin, according to top crypto strategist Josh Rager, as well as ex-BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes warns Bitcoin and Ethereum on a brink of an epic collapse. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help support us with the YouTube algorithm. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And we're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. So I want to say I greatly appreciate your continued support. And of course, you can follow me all over social media from Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A closely followed crypto strategist is mapping out two potential bottom targets for the king crypto as Bitcoin loses nearly 30% of its value in the past week. Crypto analyst Rager tells his 207,000 Twitter followers he's keeping a close watch on the 200-week simple moving average, which is currently hovering at around $22,000, which he says has marked the bottom for Bitcoin during the 2015 and 2018 bear markets, as well as the 2019 COVID-induced collapse. Quoting the analyst here, the simple moving average, this blue one, is really what a lot of people are watching when it comes to buying the dip opportunities. Historically, the 200-week simple moving average has been basically where Bitcoin closed above on the weekly or higher time frames. There is a good possibility that we see that the 22,300, where the moving average is at now, is a real possibility of a potential bottom. And at the time of this recording, Bitcoin is currently trading hands at 21,500. Even though Bitcoin is below the 200-week simple moving average, the analyst highlights that the bearish move could be a wick that gets bought up, as he shares here. Even if it wicks below it, I think you're going to see a lot of people, even with a wick, especially bigger players, will probably buy into that. And although the 200-week simple moving average has historically allowed Bitcoin to print bear market lows, the analyst says that Bitcoin could still go lower if you're looking at a percentage of a retrace from the all-time high. As he shares here, if you look back at 2013 to 2015, you saw an 80% decrease in price there. The last all-time high at $20,000, you saw an 83 to 84% pullback from December of 2017 to November of 2018. So basically over 80% pullbacks historically from the all-time high during market cycles. Now the problem with that is that Bitcoin from the all-time high of 69,000 has only went as far as 63% on the previous wick. And even if we go down to the 200-week simple moving average, that's only about 67% to 68% from the all-time high. And according to the analysts, an 80% drop from Bitcoin's all-time high will drive Bitcoin's price to around $14,000. And he highlights that this price level offers solid support for Bitcoin from a high time frame perspective. As he shares here, the block zone right here from $17,000 down to $14,000 roughly, you are going to notice there is also the area where price rejected off that during the uptrend of 2019 after the bottom and before the Black Swan event. Then it came back up, had some trouble, finally broke above, then came back down and retested a level and went back up. So I think if it does break below the 200-week simple moving average, I do think that is a good place to buy. So there you have it, BTFD alert. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A closely followed crypto capitalist is issuing a warning that Bitcoin and Ethereum are on the verge of another massive sell-off event, despite being down big time from their all-time highs. Former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes says he is keeping a close watch on on-chain data using decentralized finance analytics platform Parsec. And according to Hayes, on-chain data for Wrapped Bitcoin and Ethereum tell him that most of the liquidations from borrowers failing to meet their obligations have already taken place after this week's crypto carnage. Now, while DeFi players posting little threat to the crypto ecosystem, Hayes Chase says that he has his eye on option flows to uncover the line in the sand for dealers or market makers, as he shares here. Now let's focus on the listed and unlisted option flows. Looking at Deribit Exchange, most of the open interest is at $20,000 and $1,000 for Bitcoin and Ethereum, respectively. We can also assume that there are massive over-the-counter structured products centered around those strikes as well. Now in options trading, the strike price is the price level at which the contract's underlying assets, which in this case are Bitcoin and Ethereum, may be sold. And according to Hayes, the closer we get to $20,000 for Bitcoin and $1,000 for ETH, the more market makers have to sell their Bitcoin and Ethereum. Now, if these levels break, the crypto capitalist warns that the big players have no choice but to sell their Bitcoin and Ethereum holdings in the spot markets. Quoting him here, as far as the charts go, you better get your Lord Satoshi prayer book and hope that the Lord shows kindness on the soul of the crypto markets, because if these levels break, you might as well shut down your computer because your charts will be useless for a while. If these levels break, $20,000 Bitcoin and $1,000 Ethereum, we can expect massive sell pressure in the spot markets as dealers hedge themselves. We can also expect there'll be some over-the-counter dealers that'll be unable to hedge properly and might go belly up. So there you have it. Arthur Hayes is saying, expect more carnage to continue in the crypto market if we break these critical support levels of $20,000 for Bitcoin and $1,000 for ETH. Do you think this is likely to happen? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Digital Gravity wrote, JV, great show. Appreciate you being on the reporting beat during a grim time. Lots of Bitcoin maxis being minted over the last month, and a lot of people now understand the need for self-custody. As always, stack sats, keep them safe, hunker down, and weather the storm. Cheers, fam. You got this. Keep stacking sats and hodl. Bitcoin long-term hodlers shall prevail, as we always do. And our next featured comment comes from Steve W. I made a chart showing the extrapolation data of 2017 halving to 2020 halving and show expected average low of 2022 of 12,000 and expected high in 2024 of $180,000. That's what's up, Steve. $180,000 Bitcoin price. Send it. Can't wait. And our third and final featured comment comes from our very own inner dino. Hello, JV. How y'all doing? I'm not bothered because it'll change soon enough. Take advantage of this. This is where the money is made. Great point. Patience is key. Bitcoin isn't going anywhere. We shall survive this crash as we always do, fam. One love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.